Do you not trust your partner? Is your partner a good person? You like them, you love them, but sometimes you just don't 100% trust them. In this video, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about trusting your partner and what you need to do if you don't trust your partner. What is up, guys? My name is Sumi, and I coach a lot of people all over the world in relationships, breakups, lifestyle, fitness, business, you name it. I work in a lot of different areas, and I'd love to work with you as well. If you haven't worked with a coach or a consultant and want to get into coaching, definitely click the link down below where you can sign up for my coaching program. If you're someone that is new to my channel, definitely hit the subscribe button to stay on top of all the new videos we put out, and check out my podcast where I put out a lot of cool content and these videos in full audio format. With that being said, let's talk about today's topic. Do you not trust your partner? Do you love your partner? Do you feel that they're the most perfect person in the world, but there's some things about them that you don't really trust? Do you feel worried when they're out and about and they're talking to other people? Is this something that you constantly have to deal with where you're not sure if they're going to do something that disrespects the relationship? Or have you been in a situation where they have disrespected you before, where they have stepped out of the relationship before, and now you've gotten back with them and you don't know if they've truly changed or they may do it again? In today's video, I'm going to break down a very organized process to understand where you are in the relationship field. The first part of any relationship is the faith. Do you think this person can be a good person to you? This is when you see someone and you find them attractive and you may see them at the bar. You have faith that they could be a good partner in life. But this is not where you even date them or anything like that. We know this. We get this. You just think that they're a good person. You have faith that this person could be someone in your life. But sometimes faith doesn't always fruition into something. Sometimes faith is very empty. But faith in a technical sense is not very strong. Not in a religious sense, okay? Get that out of your head. But more so in a technical formality. It is not very solid. I have faith that you can be a good employee. I have faith that you can be a good partner. I have faith that you could be a good friend to me. That's not that crazy. I don't know, but I have faith. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of you might not be in the faith stage, okay, if you're watching this video right now. You might be in the stage where you're in verification. This is the second stage, verification. And I'm going to talk about this the most because this is probably one of the most important stages of the relationship, and I think a lot of people just skip over this. Many times when we're in a relationship, we might be love-bombed. People might seduce us. People will tell you all sorts of wonderful things about themselves. And it's important for you to understand that when you're talking to someone, you are immediately verifying who they are. Verify. Who is this person? What are they really like? Is the person that I'm seeing right now actually the person that they really are? You need to identify who this person really could be in your life and who this person really is in their own lives. When we meet somebody for the first time, they are wonderful. They are great. How are you doing? I'm good. How are you? It's not necessarily the truth. When we meet people for the first time, they are not who they really say they are. Typically, people will try to adapt towards you to better the interaction in the first initial sense. Very rarely, you'll find people that will genuinely just be themselves 100% when they meet you. Trust me, when I meet somebody for the first time, they might ask me how I'm doing, and I'll say, hey, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I'm good. Now, I don't necessarily say this to lie to them or to kind of mislead them, but I don't want to burden them with my negativity. I don't want them to think that I'm a negative person because I don't know what kind of interaction this is going to be and what value this person is going to bring to my life. So I'm on my best behavior. Understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times you're on your best behavior and there is nothing wrong with this. When you're feeling angry and you meet somebody new, it's not that you say, hey, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. You're not supposed to do that, okay? You're supposed to say, I'm okay, going through a couple things today. I'm a little pissed off. I can't lie, but I'm doing okay. How can I help you? You want to learn to leave your emotions in the past. You want to leave your emotions at the door when you're meeting someone new out of respect to them because they did not do anything to you, and you don't have to let the blood from another person or situation bleed onto them. So when you meet people for the first time, they're going to be really nice to you. They're going to be really cool, and you have to start asking the verification questions right away. Now, it's important for you to ease into this, okay? If you're a salesperson, you're going to ask them a couple questions. Like, you don't just ask for bank and social right away. Let's say you're a car salesman. You let them come in. You say, how are you? What motivated you to stop into Audi today? What kind of car are you looking for? Do you have a large family? Do you have a couple kids? What's your lifestyle like? You ask them a lot of questions to understand who they are. So verifying is a slow process that typically takes weeks, if not months. You want to ask people the hard questions when it comes to dating. So in the beginning, you're asking them very simple questions. And I would always like to ask questions in a scenario-based format. When you meet somebody for the first time, you want to ask them questions that kind of get them thinking in open conversation and open thought. This, number one, builds the interaction. It makes them like you more because the more that people typically talk, the more they're typically attached to you. Second, it allows you to see the way that they think. So ask questions like, if you could be anywhere in the world for for 30 days, where would you be? If there's one thing that you can have right now when price is not an option, what would it be? Some people might say a vacation. Some people might say, I want a Rolls Royce. Some people might say, I would love to own a skyscraper. You can see where their mindset is at. What is your favorite late night snack? Here's another one, a scenario. If me and you had a daughter and she came home at 10 o'clock and she was supposed to be home at 6 and we could smell liquor off her breath and she's underage, what would we do? Are we going to yell at her? Are we going to scream at her? Are we going to send her to her room? You can see who they really are. If you had a day off to do anything that you wanted, what would it be? Would you want to hang out at home with your dog? Would you want to spend time with your family? Would you want to travel around the world? Would you want to go to Live Nightclub in Miami and party it up and get Ace of Spades and go crazy, right? Not saying that I've done this, but I'm just giving you an example, right? What is their mindset? What are they thinking? Try to find out more about them by asking questions that are more so discovery-based. I actually have an ebook about this, full-on conversation starters, that you can ask people to really break them down and understand more about them. The dating process, the verification process, is not fun. It's not designed to be this loving, doving experience where you're like, oh, what's your favorite color? My color's red. Oh my God, we get along so great. That doesn't matter. Having your favorite color be the same is not really that important. You might think it is, but it really ain't. What's important is if your core values align. And so you're getting closer, and every question you ask is trying to understand more about what their core values are, how they really think, and comparing it to yourself. We don't marry people that are opposites from us. Maybe in superficial nature, we marry people that are very similar to us, that speak the same language, that have the same religion, that typically come from the same culture, that typically have the same kind of mindset when it comes to parenting and development and what the roles of a husband and wife should be. We marry people that were very similar to us, and we date people that are very similar to us. So when people say opposites attract, yeah, in a very superficial sense, but when it comes to relationships, opposites repel. If someone is completely different from you, you ain't gonna have a good life with them. If someone likes to travel all the time and you like to be a homebody, it ain't gonna work very well. If someone wants to sleep with multiple people and be a swinger and you just kind of want a traditional relationship, it's not gonna work well. If you are Muslim, if you follow Islam, and someone is Christian, it ain't gonna work. Two monotheistic religions typically don't work very well. There's always compromise in every aspect. If you don't subscribe to these as very harsh core values, then yes, you can compromise on them. But if you are very subscribed to certain ideas in your life, you will not be willing to bend them, and it's very difficult for you to find partnership with someone that is a separate value than you. So I think the first thing you need to understand is if we're compatible or not. They could be a nice person, they could be a kind person, but if their parenting strategies are different, if their lifestyle is different, if they don't value health and fitness as much as you do, or if they have certain drinking habits and drug habits that you don't have, if they have a different religion than you, there's a lot of chances that it's not going to work out. Get in the process of verifying. See, the next thing I'm going to talk about in the verification process is love. That spark. Falling in love. It's not a good thing. I know a lot of people think that falling in love is a wonderful thing, and it's romantic and it's organic and it's just like so amazing. And it does feel good because it's a biological mechanism designed to get you to reproduce. Love is a mechanism for biology to get you to have babies. Biology does not care about your relationship, your marriage, or divorce. It doesn't care at all. It cares about reproductions, genetic variation, genetic pool just being continued. Your genes are very selfish. And Richard Dawkins talks about this in The Selfish Gene. Great book. I highly suggest you read it. But people don't understand that that spark is a sign that you're becoming unstable. It's a sign of emotional fluctuation. It's a sign of emotional volatility. When you're falling, you're not balanced. You're all over the place. It's not a good thing. And yes, you can have these feelings later when you trust a person and you verify. Like doing a trust fall with someone that's your best friend isn't a bad thing. Feeling excited when you're in a safe environment with your family and friends and people that you know, that's a fine thing. But if you're feeling excited in a very dangerous environment, if you're falling and you don't know if someone's going to catch you, it's not a good thing. You don't know this person, and yet you're falling for them. We have to learn to kill the expectations. We have to learn to control that urge. This is very important. Self-awareness, self-regulation, being actively conscious of the emotions that you're feeling. This is very important in the verification stage, aka the dating stage, the honeymoon stage of the relationship. Verification means that you don't 100% trust this person, but you are building a relationship with them and you're identifying if they're going to be a good fit in your life. You are actively looking and scanning for red flags and are actively looking and scanning for green flags as well. There is always going to be red flags with someone. There's always going to be bad things about them. There's always going to be good things about them. And hopefully the good things about them significantly outweigh the bad things. If someone can be 60 to 80% of what you want in your life, that typically means that they're a good partner. Nobody's ever going to be 100% green flag across the board. And if you're saying that, look, I'm happy for you. It's wonderful. You may be delusional, or you may be someone that's operating in the 1% of 1% where you found a really, really big psychological attachment to someone and they also have that with you. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Addiction to somebody and love is the same thing as cocaine addiction in the brain. It is very, very psychologically stimulating. We don't look at it as a bad thing because it occurs naturally in the body. But at a core level, at a biological level, heartbreak is the same as getting physically stabbed. Heartbreak is so painful. Being in love with someone and not being fulfilled is so damaging. In love with someone and being fulfilled and being reciprocated is amazing. It's a wonderful thing, but it's dangerous. This is a double-edged sword. Be careful because you might cut yourself. I'd rather you be on the more conservative side. I'd rather you be a little bit more slow. I'd rather you slow down and be calm and chill out and not try to just jump into a relationship. Okay, that being said, dating, the trust. When you trust somebody 100%, this takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not something that you're going to just date somebody in a couple weeks. Like, if you can do that, that's great. But it's probably not going to be a very stable relationship because anything that builds up fast typically breaks down very quickly. Anything that is a hot, heavy fire in the beginning typically burns out and burns to ashes. I want you to understand that trust is the biggest thing that you need for a relationship. If you are dating somebody and you don't trust them, break up with them right away. You should not be in a relationship with them. This is my thing. If you don't trust your partner and you're dating them, you are committing to getting betrayed. You are literally deciding that I am willing to go through heartbreak and pain because I'm subscribing to a relationship and an idea and some kind of fulfillment that builds me emotionally, but not in a logical manner. Trust is the prerequisite for every single relationship. You cannot be in a relationship without trusting someone. I don't know how many times I have to talk to people and tell people and let them know that, look, if you are in a relationship with someone that you don't trust, you should not be in the relationship because you're signing up to a commitment that is not necessarily solid. It's not a commitment to you. You have a doubt. You have a belief that leads to negative feelings, that leads to negative actions, that leads to negative results. A lot of times when you don't trust your partner, guess what happens? They cheat on you. They lie to you. They hurt you. That becomes a reality. Sometimes you can even project that so heavily that it becomes a reality. Trust is the most important thing. And some of you might have to go through a longer verification process. Some of you might have to go through a couple weeks and be like, look, I really like this person. Typically, when we're young, we take a lot less time to verify somebody because, number one, we don't really know. We haven't been burned. We haven't been heartbroken. And number two, we're a lot more optimistic about love. We're a lot more emotional. We're a lot more caught up with our feelings. But as we get older, it becomes harder to verify somebody, and we look for the first red flag to exit out and leave the door. You have to be in a mindset to trust somebody. So there's a difference between verification and dating and being in a relationship. Trust and verification are very different things. Verification means that you don't trust somebody 100%, but you can still be dating them and talking to them and getting to know them, but you're not in a solid commitment. The moment that you commit to somebody, the moment that you say that I am yours and you are mine, you have to trust them. Stop playing this game where they're like, oh, they're really good. I don't know. I'm going to try it out. Like, don't date for fun. It's the dumbest thing that you can do. That's broke people activity. It's a broke mindset. That's not a good thing to do. Dating for fun is the lamest thing that you can do in your life. Because here you are wasting the youngest years of your life, arguably the best years of your life in this moment right now, which by default they are because you are who you are in this moment. You're wasting your time into something that's not going to build something for you in the future. And you're wasting it on temporary pleasure, on dopamine, just to be lit, just to have fun. That's not what successful people do. Successful people don't waste their time. Successful people are not out here saying, I'm just going to do this for fun because it's fun and that's all I want to do. Life is not about fun. Life is about purpose. Life is about legacy. Life is about being the best at what you do. And when you are the best at what you do, when you have purpose, and when you have legacy, it becomes real fun. The fun is everywhere. The fun is endless. You have constant joy because you're living in a state of actually being in the moment. I have constant joy because I live in a lifestyle that allows me to do whatever I want, whenever I want, because I built it up, not on the premises of fun. I built it up on purpose. And whenever I want to stop or I feel tired, I feel exhausted, I can sit back in my penthouse. I can drive my cars around. I can travel wherever I want. I can go buy anything I need to. I can go on a vacation if I want to. I can take time off work. I can enjoy all the amenities of pleasure of anything that I desire. I can hire a high-level coach to work with me in any problems that I have because I got the money to spend on it and I got the time to spend on it. You got to understand that life becomes joyous and fun when you don't necessarily go for having fun. Having a life full of joy and fun is a consequence of having a life of purpose, of focusing on your purpose. As a woman, as a man, focus on your legacy and focus on dating people that you trust, and don't date people for fun. Don't date people in the verification process. I hope this video helped you. If you ever want to work with me one-on-one in coaching, the link is down below. I'd love to work with you. I'd love to see if you're a good fit for my coaching programs. If you guys ever need my help, feel free to reach out to me on all my socials. And until next time, guys, sue me out.